Now, something that we're going to take a look at is a sketch of your house that I have drawn that maybe you'll be able to tell what we're talking about. And I just want to ask you to name the rooms in your house. Now, this is the front of your house. Could you tell us what this is?
That is the front porch.
And this room?
That's the living room.
And this room?
That's the bedroom.
This room?
That's the dining room.
Not very good plan, is it? And this room?
That's the store room.
And this room?
That's another bedroom. Mm-hmm. The bathroom.
Okay, and this?
This is another bedroom.
Mm-hmm. What about this little room in here?
Well, I don't know what you really call it.
What do you call it?
You know, I've never given it a name, but you go through there going into the utility room.
Into the utility room.
And then into the den.
Okay.
Then out of the den here, into the carport.
Out to the carport. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed in this room when I was in it that over here you've got a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could you tell us, did you ever, when you were small, maybe used to have to take care of the fireplace? Could you describe what the fireplace used to be like? Every little bit about it.
Well, this one particular fireplace, I can remember, I was very small. And I can remember in the wintertime, Grandpa would come out and sit till bedtime with Papa and Mama. And us children would get back in the back of the room on the floor and play, you know. And I remember very well one particular time, Grandpa had on his coat, didn't everybody pull it off because, see, the house was open, it was cold.
Uh-huh.
Nothing but the fireplace to warm. And he reached down in his coat pocket and he came out with a handful of candy, you know. And he just give it a pitch right behind him and let it roll back on the floor. And it just tickled him to death to see us children grab that candy, you know. That was a treat for us, you know.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have much candy back then. I remember that very well.
Did you ever have to maybe bring the wood in, put in the fireplace?
Yeah.
What did you used to set the wood down on?
Well, we used to call them fire dogs. The andirons is really what they are.
Okay. Sometimes, like if you're going to start the fire, you're going to have little bitty bits of wood or something like that put on the fire to get it going. What do you call that?
That's kindling.
Okay. What about once it gets to going and you put a great big round log on the back? What would that be?
Well, that we used to put a big stick like that on the back and put the smaller ones on the front. And Papa used a lot of oak and hickory wood.
Mm-hmm.
That made a real good fire.
Did
and at night that he would cover the coals, you know,
mm-hmm.
and the next morning, just uncover those coals, put that kindling on that coals there, and it would start the fire. It would be still warm in the fireplace. It wouldn't be any time until you'd have a good warm fire there.
But you didn't have any particular name for one big round piece of wood that you would burn?
Papa used to call it back stick.
A back stick.
The back stick. I don't know what.
Okay. Now, right at your fireplace, you know, on the outside, as where it juts out to the room, what did you used to call that area?
Hearth.
Uh-huh. What about where the smoke goes up?
Chimney.
And,
It's still there, too. It's not any good, but it's still there.
Let's see, chimney.
Yeah.
What about the thing up above the fireplace where you can, like, your grandfather clock sitting on
that? That's a mantle.
And when the fire died out, then what was left down there?
The coals.